This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My lord, it is going to be like this everywhere all day today. We have a skirmish that broke out on the field. It's former player on player politically motivated crime.
No, it's just
crime.
Conversations. That's all it is.
I can't.
It's barbershop talk.
How long? When is this over? When this is over?
Man.
Jermaine, I've never been in a barbershop. This feels really lovely.
Wiggy suggested earlier that Ty Law has forgotten where he came from.
No, I ain't say that.
It is wild. Courtney and I were just sitting here.
My anxiety is through the freaking roof.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Ty, like me, Ty come from a lower class place. Yeah. Single, I come from a single parent household. Mm-hmm. You're grinding. And my mother was like, we can only worry about what goes on in this two-bedroom apartment.
You said earlier, I believe, to quote you, I don't care about anybody else.
No.
Other than myself.
And my kids.
That's some selfish stuff.
I mean, it
right
is kind of like selfish in a sense, but.
That's straight to the point.
But I mean, in a sense, I'm glad you when it comes to my kids and family and how I got to take care of it, that's what. I'm trying to
Wiggy,
do.
You know what you just did?
What's that?
You just came out.
Came out of what?
And said that you're selfish. That's like, you know, when somebody just hiding something for so long, and they just come out.
But I've always said that.
There's more people not like you and my.
Right, but the
than
problem
than is like you and I. We were fortunate enough to be able to go out there and do some things, but don't forget where you came from.
No, I never forget where I came from. I do a lot of stuff. The problem is we tend to worry about other people more than we worry about our own people. So for me, it's worrying about your family. Like, even in America, we should be worrying about people in America, but we don't.
Amen.
That's my point. Worry about your home, take care of your home, and then you can help people out.
How do you feel about legalizing shrooms? Question 4 here in Massachusetts.
Legalizing shrooms?
Mushrooms.
Yes. See, you know what? Cousin Ray over there, he always, you know, telling me the shroom. I'm like, man, it took me forever to try marijuana. I never did it when I was playing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so shrooms, that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah,
like, I
ate
mushrooms in a burger, but I ain't got a mushroom to get high.
Did you dump out of that?
Hey, he said
S has mold and fungi on it. It is a fungi.
I'm saying. But I did try the gummy one. So I was like, you know, that was
the gummy one.
It made you laugh a little bit. It tickled you. No. The one that he get
is different.
It's the real one.
See, I be a little. I tell my story. I had too much edibles one time. Couldn't find an airport in Houston.
Right.
So I've always been scared of shrooms.
That was Bush's fault.
Right. I've always been scared of shrooms because I know that I don't want to be like Smokey in the pigeon coop.
Don't do them on a day when you have to find the airport.
Right.
I would do them when I would do them.
Hey, Greg, it's a walking encyclopedia thesaurus of right there and anything you want to know about any of
this.
Cousin Ray.
Cousin Ray has guys.
He has a guy.
But you know where shrooms come from?
All right, yep. We're down to 3 seconds.
All right.
Yeah, can't do that again. No more of those.
I didn't know.
Well, they do grow in, if you're talking about what they are grown in, they grow in.
Poop. But I do like mushrooms on my burger, though. Those regular mushrooms come from the same place?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Like, you know, regular sautéed mushrooms. No. I love mushrooms on my pizza.
Right.
I do, too.
But do they come from the same place?
Yes.
For real? Yeah. Except they don't clean the shrooms?
Oh, they clean all of them. Everything's clean.
Everything is clean.
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of mushroom?
The entire population just shifted. They were all going to vote yes on legalizing shrooms, question 4 today, and then now you're telling them they come from dung.
I didn't totally know that. Totally redeem yourself.
That's what I heard.
I don't have no clue.
Cousin Ray, where it come from?
It used to come from cow manure, but they've advanced.
I mean, I wouldn't know. Like I said, I love mushrooms in food.
We got it.
So,
are you a big portobello guy?
I like stuffed mushroom, right? Stuffed mushroom, yeah. All mushroom.
Okay.
So,
okay.
And if I didn't,
but I don't want to see the WEI coming out the wall trying to chase me and all that.
Yeah,
I don't want that. Oh, okay.
No, you don't want that.
You don't want to see Ken high.
Well, that's what I was a little concerned
about. I'll give it a try, but
I need like an E.
I ain't going nowhere.
You need some micro dose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Micro dose.
Very small.
You do shroom cocoa?
I've maybe dabbled here and there before.
You never got anything freaky? Like, you know, like stuff coming out the walls and stuff like that?
No, I had one instance that I didn't really like the effects, but...
What's that thing?
Well, she stopped doing the shiitakes.
Hey, what's that thing that Aaron Rodgers and be doing?
It's real good. Delicious, actually.
That's that micro thing.
Shiitake mushroom is a legitimate kind of mushroom.
Somewhere and do it...
Emphasis on, not on the take.
Hold the take.
I can't say that.
What was the drug that Aaron Rodgers was on?
There's something where you do that, I kid you not, where you do that and that people who do it believe that a woman, I think the ayahuasca is a woman.
No.
Like a being. And she comes to you.
Yes.
And then while you're doing it, she helps you heal whatever has happened to you in the past that you're not even.
Yeah, see, I don't want to try that.
It sounds too much voodoo. It's in your subconscious that you don't even know about.
Yeah, a lot of people cry.
They say you start crying and stuff.
It's supposed to bring up like traumas from your childhood so that you can speak on it.
Cuz Ray, what you about to say something? You did that one too, though?
Yes.
DMT.
Yeah.
I don't want none of that stuff that can, you know, have me thinking this is voodoo.
And then you gotta, then they say you throw up, all the
evilness
and the toxins.
Oh, the demons.
Man, hell no. I'll stick to my kush.
There we go.
Facts.
Life is nice and easy with that.
Okay. And a lot of the stuff Ray doesn't actually do, somebody just blames him for it.
Oh, my God.
Not to get personal or anything. I've been waiting 2 weeks to get back at you.
He wanted to get so bad. I'm like, you started, man. I'm like, man, we can have fun with it. I knew it was something going to come. He was waiting.
Ty was ahead of Chris Carter.
Yes, he was. Yeah.
You need a fall guy.
You had the original fall guy.
Oh, okay, okay. Let me get no dirt on you now.
No, look out. Just Google me. There's plenty.
I'm with it now.
We call those foxhole guys.
You got to have a fall guy in the crew.
You need to ride him.
We got to get to the most entertaining play of the game with Ty Law. It's brought to you by Apex Entertainment. Experience the thrills at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Yeah. And, I mean, it's got to be the scramble, endless scramble, and the touchdown pass to Ramondre Stevenson, and the getting this team into overtime. So
that thing was a thing of beauty. Yeah, that was a Lamar Josh Allen type of play.
Yeah, that was very, very impressive. Very impressive. And shout out to Apex. Looking forward to the 20th. We got to let people know, man. We got coming. November 20th. Hey, Greg Hill Foundation at Apex,
Ty Law's 24 lanes.
Let's do it.
Ty Law's annual bowling event to raise money for the foundation. There are still some lanes available. And
we go cotton, too.
Yeah, it's short money. We go there. We tie bowls with everybody. We get great food, great Corvus. And I hope you'll get in. So please go to thegreghillfoundation.org. Put a team together. Bring your clients. Mm-hmm. It's a great event. And we would love to see you at Apex and Marlboro on November 20th for that annual event. So,
yes, sir.
It's always a good time. Always a vibe out there.
Okay. Well, how you think this team does when it comes to the Chicago Bears this week?
Oh, we got, you know what, it's about that time for a win. So Chicago, you know, take advantage of the rookie quarterback. I don't think they have a very good team overall. So I think there's an opportunity to get in the win column. You know what I mean? I'm still hoping second half of the season they'll catch up and get 500, but it's like, man.
That ain't happening, cuz.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm telling you,
that is not happening. It's not happening.
They have a little bit of dysfunction based on, was it DJ Moore, who walked off the field mid-play?
Correct. He has been disgruntled all year.
You can get him, too. He bumped into, I think he gave Caleb Williams a little shoulder bump when he walked by him. The receiver for Chicago Bears, DJ Moore.
Right.
Him and Caleb Williams have kind of been
don't
at.
Get along.
Yeah.
He didn't get the ball. I would love your comment on the play is ongoing. And he walks off the field because he didn't get the football.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, can you imagine?
See, that's the kind, like, you know, in our locker room, we wouldn't have that. No. You would have had about 5-6 guys in your face. You know what I mean? You know, and it might have been a fight happening because that's something that you can't tolerate as a team. You have a young quarterback, and you just don't want to do that, you know, to your team. You not only did you walk off on your quarterback, you walked off on your team.
Right.
You walked off on your coach. You walked off on your fans. So I think that is BS.
He's been saying DJ Moore from day one is basically saying they should have never got rid of Justin Fields. Like, that's been.
I wouldn't be shocked if they traded DJ Moore today.
Yeah.
DJ Moore to the Steelers. Watch it. I'm calling it now.
And he's a good player. There you go. And they just gave him a contract. Literally this offseason gave him a ton of money.
Oh, yeah. He up in the top on the top dogs?
Yeah. I think they gave him, what, Shyam, 78 or $80 million in guaranteed money?
I think it was 78. I'll double check.
Yeah, he's like.
Oh, he ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, he was like top. He's probably top five, top six in receiver salary.
Yeah, so, you know, it's going to be hard to trade him at that salary. You know what I mean?
But $81 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm talking about. So he going to be there, so he got to figure it out. But
somebody will pick him up, though.
You just took a huge L for yourself when it comes to your quarterback. Because guess what? You need to get along with that quarterback.
Right.
Find out how you can help him. Try to help nurture him because he is young. He is a rookie. But to walk off on your team and y'all not winning.
Yeah. There it is. The plays on Twitch.
Mitchell, run it back. He's at the top of the screen coming back towards Caleb Williams, and you'll see him walk to the sideline.
You'll see him just walk off.
There he just goes. Like
he doesn't get the ball there.
Watch this dude.
He just walks off the sideline while
the play's still going
so
on.
So bad.
I've never seen that before.
See that? That's man. That's
I ain't never
cool
seen
right
that
there.
Before.
He should have walked straight on into the locker room.
Right.
Get your stuff and keep it moving.
That was AP level, like taking this shirt.
I know. All right, Ty Law. Great to see you, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we will see you again next week.
Yep,
here is Courtney with what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Celtics take down the Hawks 123-93. Jason Tatum led the way with 28 points. Jaylen Brown was out of the game with a left hip strain, but was putting up shots on the court before the game started. The Chiefs beat the Bucks in overtime in Monday Night Football 30-24. Patrick Mahomes completed 34 of 44 passes for 291 yards and 3 touchdowns in the win. The NFL trade deadline is today at 4 p.m. The Bruins are in action tonight to take on the Maple Leafs in Toronto. Puck drop is at 7. The Bees signed a 12-year vet forward in Tyler Johnson to a $775,000 contract for the year. In some Red Sox news, they issued a qualifying offer for Nick Pivetta. Pivetta and his reps at CAA have until November 19th to decide whether to accept. And cozy up to irresistible new fall flavors at the 99 restaurant, like the freshly baked homestyle chicken pot pie packed with chicken and topped with buttery flaky crust or the creamy short rib mac and cheese. You gotta love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 59 degrees, cloudy here on Election Day. Afternoon high, sunny in the low 70s.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Live.
Las Vegas and adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Chime, thank you. New version of that released. They must have discovered some old audio. And Thin Lizzy has put out a new version of a lot of their hits from the 70s and early 80s. So it's a Timeout Tuesday, and Cider Fest is happening Saturday at Timeout Market Boston. And so if you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, we will treat you to lunch or to dinner on us at Timeout Market Boston. And if you go Saturday, you can enjoy free samples of everyone's favorite local cideries and enjoy the best that New England has to offer. So call now and you will be there and you will be able to, by Saturday, the election will be over and finished.
When this is over.
I think that everybody will be able to at that point may have made peace with each other. And
no, that'll never happen. We'll just kind of move on after, and we'll look at the next shiny object. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
Did Ty influence your vote when it came to shrooms?
I was always a little like hesitant, and you know, like, are they going to have me tripping out? But if people want it, I don't get in the way of if somebody wants to do it. Because I saw some commercials like, oh, if you get on shrooms, it impairs your driving. You can't tell me you don't want shrooms around when there's a liquor store every 30 feet. So I subscribe to that type of, you know, way of thinking.
Individual responsibility,
yeah,
is what you're saying.
There's a liquor store every 30 feet,
mm-hmm.
you know, so people can drink and drive, but we don't complain about shutting. We don't want to shut liquor stores down or whatever, right? So it's like, you're an adult, you can figure out if you took too many shrooms and you shouldn't be driving.
Well, you shouldn't, and hopefully if it gets passed, then you won't be taking too many because you're going to know how much you're ingesting. That's
yeah, but
I
we
hope.
Already know how that goes.
Well,
people are going to be taking too many.
Well, see, I actually don't think that that's fun for a lot of people, taking too many. I think taking too many shrooms would really put you on the moon in a bad way.
Right. Isn't drinking too much, don't that put you somewhere? And
yeah,
people
I don't like to overindulge ever.
Right. So, yeah, there are plenty of people who do. So, like you said, if they're an adult and you want to, you know, eat up 50 shrooms and be flying high all over space, that's on you.
And the only thing I have learned in my 40 years as an American is that the only things that are bad for you but are legal are things with very powerful lobbyists. That's why.
Yeah.
There's not a big shroom lobby like there is a big booze lobby,
yeah,
like there is, you know, a big fast food lobby. All of these people that say that they were interested in the health of the Americans is as nonsensical as the NFL saying they care about head injuries. Like, it's just so they can pad their wallet. That's it.
We are being accused of maligning the reputation of DJ Moore by several Chicago Bears fans who listen to this radio show. So,
did they not see the video?
Well, they are suggesting that he limped off.
Okay.
I didn't see any kind of a limp off during that play.
But we know they don't get along. Chicago Bears fans know that. If you're a Chicago Bears fan, you know
Chicago's Bear.
You know that they have been at each other, not like out there like publicly, but subliminally throwing shade. And DJ Moore has kind of been doing that with, you know, the Caleb Williams thing. You know there's been an issue. So, and did you see the video of him, DJ Moore, like, rush by him and kind of bump him with his shoulder when he was walking off the field. Like, you don't do that to your teammate if you don't have an issue with that guy. So the Bears fans know. I mean, be happy. You guys are 4-4, so you're still in the mix. Could be like us, 2-7.
Well, I keep expect. We keep talking about these games that you expect the New England Patriots to win, and we don't end up getting there. So I don't know.
I'm done after Tennessee. It started with Jacksonville. It started with Jacksonville, and then Tennessee. I even bet on them. I was like, oh, New England should win this game. They're having quarterback issues. Drake May's gonna play.
They covered.
Yeah, but we're talking about wins. There it is, Greg, on the Twitch.
Yeah, they're saying that his ankle was, there was an issue with his ankle.
No, but watch how DJ Moore gives him a little shoulder bump. Watch this. Boy, get out of my way.
That's not a shoulder bump.
Yeah, it is.
That's
come on,
dramatic.
Man. Get out the way.
That might be making mountains out of molehills.
Yes. Well, if I'm a Bears fan, I'm going to make that molehill into a mountain.
What? Hey, I have a. Do you want to do a game before we finish today?
Please.
Sure. I don't know how you want to do it, but I thought it'd be fun to spring something on Jackson. Maybe Jackson and Shime rekindling old battles.
Okay.
Let the games begin.
Or we just do a caller takes on Jackson.
What's the
presidential trivia?
Oh.
Or election knowledge, basic election knowledge.
Okay.
I thought we'd get some, you know, just throw stuff out there, have some fun with the audience. Everybody's driving to the polling place.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I bet Jack's pretty good at that.
I do too.
He's been dominating. I figure it's a way for him to show he's more than what he meets the eye.
So he v. Shime, or do you want he v. Courtney?
Whatever. It's up to the audience.
No, I think he and Shime going off head-to-head. I think
Courtney
it's a great idea.
Courtney wants no piece of this.
I mean, like, listen. Courtney and I, we subscribe to. We don't know much about the whole politics world and stuff like that.
So then we should ignore Jackson?
In that category.
Huh? Come on, Courtney. You're like, you know.
I've
know
been,
the basics.
I've been reading up. I've been reading up.
The basics.
Right.
Yeah. We know the basics.
Right.
Okay, so
she
do we want?
She understands when it comes to the squirrels online that have been euthanized. She is not.
No, I got that
favor.
One wrong too.
You're not
what?
When it came to Fred the raccoon, I didn't know that he was taken as well.
Oh, he was taken as
and
well.
And Courtney, yeah. don't let it bother you because 90% of the people don't know much about politics. Mm. They just act like they don't. But they
did
really
the man
don't.
Die? He did.
There you go.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
But I like Big Crack in that one. I'll put my money on Big Crack, whoever he's going up against.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll get him in here.
All right, Jackson, head on in. Can we get some music?
Yeah, we need some election day appropriate music.
Oh, I don't know if I have election music. I have game show music, though.
That's fine.
My guy, Big Crack.
Jackson.
Here we go, Jack.
Love it. Jackson, good morning.
Good morning.
How are things going?
It's going well, thank you.
All right, excellent. We have some game show music for this. Okay, Curtis.
Do we want to have it be Jackson against Courtney and Shime?
Yes. They
so, like, they can work together. So yes, Jackson is on an island. And we're going to do it very quickly off the top.
Okay. Right.
Because of Brian the call earlier, which amendment gave women the right to vote?
19th.
Ooh. What?
19th.
Bang!
Woo!
Nailed it.
Come on, Courtney didn't even know that she's a woman.
I was going to say 18th, so I would have been wrong too.
No idea.
Wow, Jack.
I think Courtney knows she's a woman, Wiggy.
I know she's a, I said she's a woman, but she didn't know that. I thought that would be right in her wheelhouse.
Okay, Courtney, to tie it up, how many electoral college votes do you need to be the winning candidate in the election for President of the United States?
Oh, I feel like I know this one, Jack, but it's on you, big dog.
And bonus points, is the midday bone as popular at the Electoral College as it was at Boston College?
And you can't have the chat open because my guess is people are going to be writing in the chat with the answer.
No, don't look at the chat. Jackson, you know it?
I think so.
Go ahead. Okay.
It's mine.
Oh.
I think it's over 200.
That is true.
It is over 200, but what is the total number? There's a specific number that you must get to be the president.
Wait, are me and Courtney on a team? Can I assist?
Yes.
I think I have the number. Is it 270?
Nailed it!
Wow!
Good job, Shine.
It was a 50-50 between 240 and 270. Oh. I got real nervous.
Save me.
Oh, I absolutely love it.
We got ourselves a tie.
There were four presidents of the United States born in the state of Massachusetts. How many can you name?
Ooh. I can name most. I obviously JFK.
Yeah.
George H.W. Bush.
You're forgetting the most obvious.
Am I?
Yes, there's a couple.
Yes.
They
come from the
Little
city.
Bush?
No, not Little Bush.
Can I steal?
They come from the
city. They come from the city of presidents.
John Adams and John Quincy Adams?
Yes. Ooh. This is now neck and neck.
As they were known back then, the Adams Bros.
All right.
The Adams family.
Yes, the Adams
Bros. Weren't you at their inauguration?
I was not at their inauguration, you bastard.
Courtney, true or false, Election Day is the same day, November 5th, every year, unless the 5th falls on a Sunday.
No, that is false.
Right. All right,
good job.
When is Election Day every year?
The first Tuesday of November.
Courtney smashed it.
Thank you.
Nailed it, queen.
Who was the 43rd president of the United States?
George W. Bush.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Wow. Good job, big crack.
Nailed it.
What will, Courtney, this president be? What number?
Ooh. The
50.
Can I steal?
Fourth? Steal.
Wait, guys, the fun of the joke is we allow the reaction dry so that we can use it in future things. Jackson, right.
No, I'm sorry. Trump was 45, so you'd be 47 if he was reelected.
Absolutely. Nailed it.
Right. 45, that's what they call.
That he will be. I wonder, will he be 45 and 47? Do you go back to 45? How would he do that?
I don't know. We're going to ask Grover Cleveland.
He'll be 45 and 47.
I got that, but
he'd probably be known as 47.
Why are you laughing at me?
No, hard old flex there.
It's the only other president to get elected, not get elected the next term, and then get elected after that.
Who was that?
Well done.
Grover Cleveland.
Grover. Friends called him Grover.
They named the Muppet after him.
How many total electoral college votes are there in an election?
How many total?
Yes. So it's 270 to win. How many are there total?
435.
539?
Oh, by one you were off. 538.
Wow.
Sean, you are impressive.
Well, I just figured that if you need 270, that has to be more than half, so what's one less than that?
There you go.
Well done.
Up, Sean.
Okay.
What was the last time the state of Massachusetts voted for a Republican president?
Oh, I was looking at this today. 1938?
No, I don't think so. I was alive.
That's correct.
And it was Ronald Reagan.
It's got to be Reagan, right? Yeah.
It was Ronald Reagan.
So it's like 1980 something?
Yeah.
Was it? Oh, okay.
What?
Am I dyslexic?
I don't know.
No, because I said 54 and then I changed it immediately to 45. And then I think in my mind, how I'm picturing it when I was reading it today, I had 1948, but was it 1984?
Yes.
There you go.
Long road to get there, but you got there.
Another thing for you to have anxiety about. You're probably suffering from severe dyslexia.
I learn something new about myself every day.
We are a blue state.
We all know the election.
Did you ever see the sign, Curtis? It was.
Don't blame me.
No, it was at a protest, and it said, "Dyslexics, untie." All right, that's an old one. Sorry. You'll figure that out later.
I'm almost there.
It's an old joke.
I love it.
We get it.
Like unite, but
yes.
Thanks for explaining it.
He has no regrets.
All right, dad joke. Go ahead.
We all believe this is a very close election, correct? Deadlocked.
Yes.
Should the Electoral College end in a tie tonight? Who or what is the tie-breaking vote? How is the tie broken?
Isn't that the vice president? No.
It is in the House of Representatives.
Of which the vice president is the president of?
Nope, the Senate. The vice president is the president of the Senate.
Oh. Okay.
You can dispute Curtis.
I think I do dispute that.
Okay. Oh, what do you want to bet?
Oh, we got a dispute from the host.
Hold on. I'm hitting the old Google machine.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
So is it the Speaker of the House?
Well, that's who leads the House, not the Vice President.
No, I'm saying what it comes down to. Is it like popular vote with the Speaker of the House?
I believe so.
The
Vice President is known as the President of the Senate, according to Wikipedia.
Thank you very much.
So if there were if there needed to be a vote, then that vote would be cast by Jill Biden, the Vice President of the United States. Is that correct, Curtis?
That's correct.
Okay.
All right, last one.
Okay.
Does Jimmy Carter know where he is?
I believe so, yes.
You do?
Yeah,
you think
he's in Georgia.
You love him.
I feel bad for him. Yes, I feel like that was a shame that cameras caught him in that state.
In that personal moment.
Yeah.
In that very personal moment.
I think we got a lot accomplished. Jackson, good job.
Good job, Jackson.
And Courtney's dyslexic.
Great job.
Jackson the winner. Big Crap wins again.
Curtis, very informative on Election Day. Well done. All right, we will be right back. Tomorrow on this show, a Celtics Wednesday, and that means Mego will join us at 9. Should be a very warm welcome at the Garden tomorrow night for Steve Kerr.
Oh, it's going to be classic. The Boo Birds will be out. I already put up the bat signal to potentially get to that game tomorrow night, but I know it's going to be a tough one. I hope they boo the crap out
will.
Of them.
Yeah. Oh, they 100% will.
I mean this completely apolitically. I just hope Trump wins to see Steve Kerr just totally lose his ever-loving mind.
I assume.
God, is he a toolbox.
I assume that Jason Tatum will be locked down and ready for that one tomorrow night.
I may bet
on that game because I think Tatum's going to have a hell
you
of
bet
a
bet on everything.
Well, I'm not going to give you any advice. You're just going to burn me afterwards.
Did you bet on the election? You can bet on the election.
No, staying far away from that.
Oh, maybe that's why your gambling's been off, because you're dyslexic about the score.
No, I'm actually really considering maybe that is an issue I have.
I got a new one for you, Courtney. I found this one out.
Oh dear.
Now I had to switch up the betting apps.
Is it the round robin?
No, I hit up Shime last night and I didn't realize different apps have different things.
Yeah.
Basketball. Players to score within the first 3 minutes.
Yeah, we have that on FanDuel.
I know.
Yeah.
So I had to go over to FanDuel.
Yeah.
But it's a good one. Tatum, first bucket, 3 minutes. Yeah. That's pretty good odds.
Yeah.
And then if you parlay a few of them. I parlayed a few of them last night. I didn't win.
Well, you are the parlay playboy.
But so. I tell you, that is a good one, especially if you get the superstars who will, try to get their shot early. So you might want to check into that one.
Okay.
I know you're the parlay playboy, but your odds go down with every leg that you add. You are aware of that, right?
No, I mean, the money goes up. Remember, to me, gambling is like the lottery. If I'm going to win, I want to be able to win big. I don't want to play those three-digit lotteries that you see. You can win like $1,500 on, local television.
That's right. Chump change to you.
No, I want to go. I'm playing Powerball or Mega Millions. Why would you do anything less? Unless you're putting down big money, but I don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's why they keep building bigger and better casinos.
Yeah, that is true. It is because of us. That, you know what? But I'm proud of that.
I'm proud
to be like, when they say America, hey, they built this casino they built on my back. Proud to be one of those guys or gals.
I don't think this question is being asked in the Twitch chat. I think I know the answer, but I don't believe that the self-proclaimed playboy has hit on a single parlay yet.
I haven't heard a single one that has hit. I don't believe so.
Last year.
It's a bit fraudulent to call yourself the parlay playboy when you have yet to hit on one.
I hit on one, I told you, last year.
Last year?
Yeah. Or maybe it might have been 2 years ago.
Okay. I hit on one last weekend.
It was a Bruins parlay.
So a dry spell, the parlay playboy with a bit of a dry spell.
It's all right. You know what? Some of the greatest performers of all time have had dry spells. whether it's movies, music, sports.
Don't call it a comeback.
Geely.
Ben Affleck.
Right.
Geely. Yeah.
I mean, he came back better than ever. Argo.
Yeah.
The Town.
So keep swinging, Courtney. What did Gretzky say?
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Curtis, that was like you yelled at me. Let her say it so we can save it for audio.
I'm sorry. I'm going to go take a lap.
I learned that.
I thought
one
that
today.
Was an office one. That's
no, 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 no. I learned that one today. Let somebody say something. So we, what do you call it, Greg?
Well, Curtis, you did miss an office, an office obscure reference earlier when Wiggy was talking about his desire to have new chairs in here.
Mm. Oh, or a copy machine.
Yes. I think
the new copier that no one could work.
Right.
And Pam, by the way, I took one of Courtney's recommendations when it comes to television programs. And she was spot on. I started watching Lioness.
So good. Oh. So good. And you just started. Like, you have so much ahead of you. I'm jealous.
She's such a great actress, too. Zoe Saldana.
Yeah, Zoe Saldana.
Yeah, and Nicole Kidman. She's great in it. The guy who is the creator of it's Taylor Sheridan. It's the same person that is in that
Mystic
does
River, right?
Yellowstone. And Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
He puts himself in the show in the second season. Like, he's known to do that. He did it in Yellowstone. He did it in Sons of Anarchy. But it ends, Lioness season one ends on such an interesting question, and I'm excited for you to get there because it stuck with me.
Really?
It's a question that stuck with me.
It seems like there's a lot of excitement. Is Yellowstone coming back this week or something?
Sure is.
Okay, and is Kevin Costner back on?
He is back.
Didn't he dramatically leave because he hated it?
He refused to shoot for a bit. I don't know how much he's going to be in this season or
money
like
talks.
How long.
Yeah, money talks with that. A lot of ass kicking in Lioness by the females.
Yes.
I love a good ass kicking female.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I think it's any movie where.
Yes.
That's where I remember Zoe Saldana from was Colombiana. Any movie where the female is a lead and she's an ass kicker.
She's also Gamora in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
But I like the assassins, though.
She doesn't really do a lot.
Oh, she doesn't?
Of the A kicking. It's the female Lioness.
Who's involved
in a lot of that.
Oh, okay.
She goes, whoever that actress is, goes all Jason Kelsey on a lot of different people in that.
And I watched the episode of The Penguin for you. Very interesting ending.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah.
And the story, too, about...
What you learn about the Penguin and his two siblings.
Yeah.
Explains a lot about who the Penguin becomes and who he doesn't. And why he doesn't care about certain things.
Yes,
I think
very interesting because I was like, are they ever gonna let us know what happened there?
Yep,
and that was really good too. That was really good.
Yeah,
he's so good at.
All right, what's the prediction? Who wins tonight?
I'm
all over the Bruins.
Yeah. Love it. Thank you.
Yeah, Bruins tonight.
I don't know.
Do we know tomorrow morning at this time?
That's what I was gonna ask. Will we walk in here tomorrow morning at 6 and know who the next president will be?
We will.
Oh, really?
You think so?
Yep.
You don't think there'd be some shenanigans?
Well, shenanigans, tomfoolery, you name it, but I believe we will know the president of the United States.
All right.
All right.
What time will that be?
11:22 p.m., Ralph Nader.
Because you can bet on it. You know that, right?
Yes, you can. Certainly.
I just mentioned that on the show moments ago.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
You told me to do that.
Yep, I did.
I didn't know you mentioned
the time. You can listen to us on the Odyssey app if you want. If you're not able to listen while you're here in the same room with us.
Yeah.
I didn't know the times, too. Can I bet on that on FanDuel?
Oh, my gosh.
No. You have to
find one on funky apps.
You have to buy like a future or something like that. They call it a commodity or something weird like that. But yes.
Well, I think we got a lot accomplished today.
Yeah, we did. We are back tomorrow.
Be safe, everybody.
On a Celtics Wednesday. And Jones and Kiefer next.
And you know what? I've been wearing an American flag sweater all day because no matter what, we still live in the best country in the world.
Oh, right. We do.
So no matter what side you're on, no matter, you know, how you're feeling about the country right now, it's still better to live here than a lot of other places.
And remember this, Courtney. Those colors, they don't run.
True.
I thought they don't bleed.
And Courtney's like, and if you'd like to be as American as I am, you can buy this sweater on my Instagram.
Yeah, I'll post the link later.
$900.
All right.
Hey, Courtney, look, Greg hates capitalism all of a sudden.
All right. Jones and Kiefer next. Thank you for your patronage.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.